Hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince and Grace resident Brian Hutton with us. We have a special guest from our Lithopolis campus, Erica Shelton. I'll let her introduce herself to you.
Well, hi, guys. I'm excited to get to have a little conversation today. I've been on staff at Grace a long time. I've been involved in several different ministries, and right now I currently get to help with our group leaders and our Bible studies at Lithopolis. And so I'm in the trenches with you.
So today's topic is around what happens when attendance isn't what it should be in your group. We see that a lot, especially towards the end of semesters, but what about through the midst of the semester? And so we're going to have just a roundtable conversation today around what should we do as group leaders to try to combat that. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'll let Erica start. What's your experience, Erica?
Yeah, I think, like you were saying, especially at the end of the semester, in the middle, people start to, honestly, we get a little tired.
Yeah.
Like group happens every week, and it's this again, and it's just, so I feel like it's important for group leaders to keep that fresh in people's mind, like, and just acknowledge it. We're all mm-hmm. tired. Yep, we all been coming to group every week. You're right. Yep, we're doing this again. And let's all just acknowledge that. And then how do we keep it fresh? What are the ways we can make sure that people are still coming? And maybe you plan a fun night or a guys and girls only or some way to mix it up so that it doesn't get stale mm-hmm. and old. It's easy to just go, this is the 39th week of group. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I know, Brian, you've led men's Bible study. You've led different groups in your life. Mm-hmm. What about your experience when it comes to attendance and keeping people engaged?
Yeah, I think Erica said it really well. It's you don't want to kind of keep things just mundane, and it can be really easy just to do what you did last semester mm-hmm. and then start it again. And people just get bored, and it adds to the reason of not wanting to come. And so I think it's a great idea doing a fun night or just incorporating something. Like, we do something silly for our commons group. We play like a Kahoot every week. So
yeah.
It's something just to make it fun, make them want to actually be there. And then also just reminding them why we're there.
Yeah.
Remembering the vision of groups in general, I think, is really important. So.
Awesome. I think one of the things that it's been really encouraging that Pastor Jake has shared with our Pickerington staff is just this idea of to not just deal with it, but disciple it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times we'll check in with group leaders and we'll ask how group's going. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, hey, attendance has been down and these people are gone, and they'll know exactly where they're at. But we are really trying to encourage them to disciple through those moments. So, like, what do you guys think that looks like? Like, how would you disciple through apathetic attendance?
Yeah, I would say first thing is to turn back to scripture, you know, forsake not assembling together. We don't want to stop. Iron sharpens iron. Of course, we all grow in our faith personally and privately, but to corporately and together, when I'm with you in group and you say that thing and I hear that from you and your story, like, on our own, that doesn't happen. We need each other. And so reminding our people of that, I know you're going to read your Bible on your own. I know you're going to go to church on Sunday. But here in group, we're going to break it down even more. And we're going to be able to help each other through that hard thing or whatever's going on in life. So how did you say you said it? Like, disciple?
Don't just deal with it, disciple.
That's so good.
It is. One of the things I like to point to with people is just to remind them of a phrase I learned when I first got to Grace and first jumped into group life. Was we're better together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are. Everyone has different experiences, and we're actually missing out if you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to try to impress on people that your experiences matter, and we need to hear from you.
Yeah.
You have different experiences. Every person or every couple sometimes in the group have different experiences. They've been to different churches. They're different ages. They have kids or not kids, and they live through life differently. And have studied scripture differently and over different times. And so we really need you to be there to share your heart, to share your knowledge, and to help all of us grow together. So it's just important for us as leaders to impress on people that we're better together. So please come.
Yeah, I think that's really good. The impact that they have on the people around them. I bet the people that don't come or say they start to make some excuses or whatever it be of, I'm not going to come to group because of this. I bet you if you would ask them, they only think about the impact that has on them and their lives, not the people that they get to share and encourage. And so I think that's a really good point is drawing that vision to see that they make an impact on every single person that's there. And even just pass along some leadership to them of like, hey, I know that you're starting to feel burnout or maybe you don't want to come anymore, but I think that you have really valuable input and what you have to say is great. So
we've talked about what if it's just apathy, right? We've talked about that. But what if it's the harder thing, which we're all groups deal with? My kid's in sports. My kid's in band. My kid has theater. My kid's got soccer. So how are we dealing with that? How are we impressing on people that, hey, this matters? Maybe more than your kid's soccer. So how do we get past that with group leaders?
I think that's, once again, a great discipleship moment. I think it comes back to having one-on-one conversations with people in your group that are busy with those things. The truth is we're all busy. We all have things going on in our life, and I think it comes back to a priority sometimes and really sitting down and thinking through, do I have my priorities in line? You know, is group life important to me? And if it is, like, I need to make sure I'm there. And so I think sometimes it does come from sitting down one-on-one with those members in your group and really trying to help disciple them through those challenges of getting there to group each week. And sometimes I think, you know, if they can't change their kid's sports schedule or they can't find a ride for their kid, there's been times where people have stepped out of group into another group a different night of the week. And that's a good thing. As long as they're involved in group life and growing in the relationship with God, with others, it's important.
So. Yeah, and we have to let go of our own pride to say, but my group had 14 people and now we only have 10. Yeah. But those four people are now in another group and they're still growing and it's okay.
Yep.
Other thing I think is what you said about priorities, you're modeling that to your kids. Your kids are watching you. You don't have to say it out loud at all for them to see what matters to you the most. Where do you spend the most time? Where do you spend the most money? They're watching. And if our time and our effort, our investment is more at church or more with godly things versus sports or community or whatever it might be, that's what they're watching you, and that's what they're going to model someday. You get to shape their faith for the next generation. That's
sometimes good. In that discussion, I don't often do it, but I pull the Keith card. Meaning, I've heard Keith say from the pulpit, his family is coming to church.
Yeah.
Even in Lewis sports, and everyone knows what kind of sports fanatic he is.
Yeah.
But his kids are not missing church. They're not missing group on Sunday nights or, you know, the nights that they have group. And so if he can do it, as big a sports fan as he is,
you can do it.
We can all do it.
That's right. Yeah.
We can do it. And you guys know this. The group will have life, long-lasting implications than this season of sports. And I think Erica's right. Our kids learn what we prioritize. You know, if they see us saying, hey, we're going to group tonight, not sports, well, that will stick with them over time. So, all right, group leaders. So that's our discussion for today. I want to thank Brian and Erica for jumping in today. And just to let you know, here's your action step out of this. Groups start this week, so probably even by this week or next week, somebody's not going to show up. Have the conversation. Teach them, disciple them to a greater priority, because we're all better together. See you guys.